Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night after a glorious day up here, nearly the first day of summer. After all the bad weather over the last few months, nice to get a fine day. You're listening to us in Christchurch on Saturday night, Cabaret Coast Sunday afternoon, and Wellington on Sunday night. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. around New Zealand and indeed around the world. Oliver Lee is my name, and the programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So on the programme tonight, we'll run through all the main news coming out of Ireland. A budget today, and the headline of the Irish Times says, cautious budget abandons welfare rises and tax cuts. Leaders to meet in last ditch bid for Brexit deal. And in sport, turmoil in the Galway GAA camp. And obviously, Rugby World Cup. Ireland have one game to play this weekend against Samoa. If they win that, and you know, things go their way in the other games, they'll be into the quarter final with a likely meeting against the All Blacks. But more about that, and indeed all the other news and bits and pieces about Gaelic games here in New Zealand on the programme later tonight. So up first tonight, we're going to have the Wests Awake.
Till day forever.
Yes, the wonderful voice there of Lumiere along with Damien Dimsey, and that song was called The West's Awake. Well, hopefully it's The West's Awake and the rest of Ireland is awake. It's obviously with the going forward a few weeks ago, there's a 12-hour time difference between New Zealand and Ireland now. So at 10 o'clock here after 10 on a Wednesday night, it's just after 10 on Wednesday morning over there. You're welcome along to Ireland Calling programme, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, the budget was handed down in the Dáil Éireann yesterday, and basically it was a cautious budget, no real gains for anybody, but a big provision put in there of $1.2 billion Brexit package in the event of a no deal, which will be include $220 million to be deployed immediately, $650 million for agriculture, enterprise and tourism, $85 million for beef farmers and $365 million for extra social protection expenditure, and $45 million to assist people to transition to new work. I think there was a few cents put on the price of cigarettes, no increase in alcohol, certainly no tax breaks, which were indicated you know, by the Taoiseach early in the year that there would be tax breaks, that the economy was going well. But, of course, the opposition leaders are saying it's a pretty bad budget, and so are all the other opposition politicians. Of course, it'll be probably the last budget introduced by the current government, Fine Gael coalition government, which has been propped up by Fianna Fáil. And Fianna Fáil have agreed to support them in this budget, and they can get through the transition period after Brexit happens. So moving to Brexit, it says leaders to meet in a last-ditch bid. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, he was on RTE television last night talking about the budget, but also talked about Brexit, and he feels that there's dirty games being played by certainly some people within the UK and indeed in Northern Ireland. But he said he's willing to do a deal, but won't, what do you call it, do a bad deal. And he's hopeful that a deal can be done. I heard the Dutch Prime Minister on national radio today, and he's confident. He said he likes Johnson. He thinks he's genuinely a good politician, and he's keen to do a deal. So obviously the big issue is the backstop, which is the stumbling block, really, as far as I'm aware, where there'll be a border between North and South. Nobody wants that. It's not part of the Good Friday Agreement. And you've got the current deal that's on the table is basically giving the 10 DUP MPs up there, the Unionist Community in Northern Ireland, chance to veto you know, the single European agreement or the single border issue that they have there at the moment. Johnson is saying that they can vote on that in 4 years' time, whether to stay in the single European Union, customs union or otherwise. But obviously the DUP, 10 DUP MPs who have been given a great deal propping up the British government for the last 3 years, not so much now, because their vote wouldn't keep the government in a vote of no confidence in office in England. But they're certainly making things tough for the government in the South. And but they're saying, there was the thing about a few years ago, Ulster says no, and now they're saying Dublin says no. So we'll just have to wait and see. But hopefully a deal can be done. Right, we'll move on. Well, it's a beautiful summer's day here, and Francis Black is singing all about summer, sent you.
When the morning comes, I gaze on you with desire. When the morning comes, my look will be perfectly plain. When the morning comes, my beloved one, you'll know that we both feel safe. In the afternoon, misgivings will pale into nothing. In the afternoon, we'll know what it is to believe. When it's afternoon, and I covet you. In the give you no reason to leave. Done with time and patience, I moved with the crowd. Lonely in my silence and being without. beside me. Now it's evening time, your kiss will be tender and sure. Now it's evening time, just like every time. In the evening time, I love you as much as before. I move with the crowd. Lonely in my silence and being without. Then all in one instant, straight out of the blue, out of all its goodness, the summer sent you.
Yes, well, summer certainly has arrived here in New Zealand today, certainly in Auckland, and let's hope that it's going to be a good summer here. If you've tuned in listening to Ireland Calling, just have a quick look at sports pages on the front of many of the sports pages of the Irish papers today's pictures of the Irish women's soccer team celebrating after they beat Ukraine last night, and they're in with a great chance of qualifying for the Women's Euro Championship next year. Of course, the men are in action again in a few weeks' time. But of course, it's more to rugby that people are looking at the moment, and Ireland's final pool match against Samoa, which is coming up this weekend. The boys had a few days off after beating Russia last week, but they certainly didn't play well against Russia. And as Don Linehan writes in the Irish Examiner today, you know, if everything had gone according to plan when they were leaving Dublin, they would basically have wrapped up their group by now, and they would be top of the group and prepared for quarterfinal against South Africa, knowing that they wouldn't need to worry about that final game against Samoa. But of course, things didn't work out that way, having been beaten by Japan. So they play Samoa, and then the final game of the round robin games is between Scotland and Japan, and that's a huge game. Both for Scotland and Japan. If Japan win, they go through and top the group and replace South Africa. If Scotland beat them and Japan gets two bonus points, Japan will go through as second in the group, and provided Ireland has got a bonus point win over Samoa. So, and if Ireland comes second in the group, they'll be playing the All Blacks to play for over the next few days, and then there's the possibility of what do you call a typhoon coming through, although that in the last 24 hours looks like it's going to avoid a southern part of Japan where Ireland are based for their next game. But certainly some big games coming up over the next few days. Ireland against Samoa, that game is on Saturday night. Then 24 hours later, Japan against Scotland, which will probably be one of the most watched games in Japan in this tournament so far. And then we'll know who plays who in the quarterfinals. And in one-off matches, you just never know. Gaelic games are on at the moment in Auckland. Games this year are being played out at Massey Rugby Football Club in Moy Road in Massey. And there's kids football and hurling, suitable for 5 to 12-year-olds. And that starts on the 20th of October until the 15th of December, so excluding Labour weekend. And then it's on from February to March next year. So you can bring your children out there to play. It's $45 to learn to play Gaelic games per individual, or $60 for a family. And the Auckland GAA, they've got a Facebook page, and Auckland as well as a website, so you can look them up. They have no games this weekend, but the games resume again on the 20th of the 10th out there at the Massey Rugby Club, where the GA Gaelic Games, New Zealand Games, were played earlier this year. Righto, we'll move on, looking around here and see what we've got. We'll hit the button and then take it from there.
Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Come sit you down upon my knee. Come tell to me the very reason why I am slighted so. It's not for you to let the world know it. A troubled mind can know no rest. I did put my head to a cask of brandy. It was my fancy, I do declare, for when I'm drinking, I am thinking and wishing Peggy Gordon was here. I wish I was away in England, far grimy sea, sailing o'er the deepest ocean, where love nor care never bother me. I wish I was in some lonesome valley, where pretty small birds to change their voices, and every moment a different sound. Oh, Peggy Gordon, you are my darling. Sit you down upon my knee.
Yes, the great Luke Kelly there, and a lovely song called Peggy Gordon. Right, going back to some of the headlines in the papers, this is all to do with Brexit. Johnson accused of collapsing talks and engaging in reckless blame game. This is according to Labour's Brexit secretary. British Prime Minister wants to strike deals, says Foreign Minister Coveney. Archbishop concerned for border communities. Germany refuses to be drawn on British leaks of Johnson and Merkel phone call. And Smith rejects, this is the Northern Ireland Secretary of State, Julian Smith rejects suggestion of border security penalty. So obviously, and finally here, Dennis Daunton, who's a good writer, he says, despite doom-laden predictions, compromise could yet be found. So there's still hope that a deal can be done. That's obviously the best situation for everybody. And the stumbling block is the issue over Northern Ireland and, you know, anything that interferes with the Good Friday Agreement, which is a legally binding document between British government, Irish government and political parties in Northern Ireland. They worked long and hard to get that agreement, and thankfully since that was signed in 1998 there's been little violence, although still quite a bit of unrest within certain communities, and politicians you know, sensible ones feel that if there's a no-deal Brexit and we're going to have a border and border checks and everything, it's going to lead to, obviously, unrest, and there'll be people lying in the long grass for the last 20 years that'll be coming out and using it as an opportunity to go back to the bad old ways. So hopefully, before this executive meeting, which is in about a week's time, I think the 17th and 18th of October, to go and formalise leaving the European Union with all the other European Union leaders. And the European Union have said the deal that Britain put on the table is not good enough. And Britain says, well, that's the best deal we can do. And if you're not happy with it, we'll leave without a deal. Yes, well, I still have memories of seeing Dermot O'Brien playing on the piano accordion, that song, on television when I was growing up. Dermot O'Brien, former Louth Intercounty footballer, won an All-Ireland medal, and a great musician with Carlin's Concerto. And welcome along. If you've tuned in, you've missed the first 25 minutes of Ireland Calling here, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. I see the other story in the Irish Times today says Irish rugby fans warned over measles outbreak in Japan. And especially there's been a number of cases of measles reported in Tokyo from the 21st to the 25th of September. I was over there around then using these trains, but anyway, I was vaccinated, so hopefully no measles here. But certainly over 30,000 Irish fans in Japan for the Rugby World Cup, and certainly there was plenty there for the opening game against Scotland and the game against Japan, the two games that I went to. And I know a lot of people are coming over now, and as I mentioned last week, great country Japan, and lovely people. and you know, very hospitable, and everything runs to a timetable over there, unlike here and in Ireland with buses and rail timetables that they're never on time. Everything is on time over there. As we had on Monday, there was the climate protesters here in New Zealand disrupting things, and there was equally a number in Dublin as well on Monday, and Gardaí had to remove some of them from outside the Dáil Éireann. Of course, the Dáil was in session yesterday with the latest budget being introduced, which is basically a non-event. There was no giveaways, no big taxes, tax breaks for anybody. It was kind of a steady-as-you-go budget so that they can get through what's going to happen with Brexit. And this is coming to a head. As I mentioned, October 31st is the deadline for Britain to either leave with or without a deal. And it looks like a no-deal situation could happen. That'll be a disaster for indeed Britain as well as Ireland, because there could be shortages of food, medicines, and even possibility of planes not being allowed to fly in Britain if they leave without a deal. So there's a hell of a lot of negotiating to be done, and it's like a big poker game now. The stakes are high, and it'll be deciding who's going to bluff first before we know what's going to happen. But it's coming to a head. It's gone on since June 2016 when they took place. People, when they voted then, they thought they were going to have another $350 million a week for the NHS. They thought they'd leave with a deal. They'd have a great, trade deal with the European Union, and they'd be free of all the shackles of the European Union. And that's what they voted on. That's what they were promised by the people that wanted to leave. But of course, it's not like that, and it could get worse if they leave without a deal, because there's no way that Britain will be able to negotiate a trade deal with the European Union in a short space of time. These trade deals take years and years to negotiate. So I think some people were sold a pig in a bag, as they say, with what they were promised and what's going to happen. But we'll have to wait and see. Not far away now. Right, we're off again.
Well, how do you do, young Willie McBride? Do you mind if I sit here down by your graveside and rest for a while? Need the warm summer sun. I've been walking all day and I'm nearly done. I see by your gravestone you are only 19 when you joined the Great Fallen in 1916. I hope you died well and I hope you died clean. Our young Willie McBride, was it slow and obscene? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did you leave a wife or a sweetheart behind? In some faithful heart is your memory enshrined. Although you died back in 1916, in that faithful heart are you forever 19? Or are you a stranger without even a name, enclosed and forever behind the glass frame, in an old photograph torn, battered and stained, and faded to yellow in the brown leather frame? Did he beat the drum slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did I sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the forest. The sun, now it shines on the green fields of France. There's a warm summer breeze that makes the red poppies dance. And look how the sun shines from under the clouds. There's no gas, no barbed wire, there's no gunfiring now. But here in this graveyard, it's still no man's land. The countless white crosses stand mute in the sand. To man's blind indifference, to his fellow man, to a whole generation that were butchered and damned. Did he beat the drums slowly? Did he play the fife slowly? Did they sound harsh as he lowered you down? And did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? A young Willie, my bride, I can't help wonder why. Do those that lie here know why did they die? And did they believe when they answered the call? Did they really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the sorrow, the suffering, the glory, the pain, the killing and dying were all done in vain. For young Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as he lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest? Did they beat the drums slowly? Did they play the fife slowly? Did they sound the death march as he lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? And did the pipes play the flowers of the fall?
Yes, the Fury Brothers and Davy Arthur when they were all together there, and that song called The Green Fields of France. And you're listening to Ireland to You with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And Hugh was always very interested in farming, and we always look at the farming section of the Irish Independent here each week on the programme. This came out obviously yesterday before the budget was announced, and farmers have got, I think, 85 million in some kind of a grant just to alleviate them over issues around Brexit if we come to pass with a no deal. But Budget 2020 set to swerve demands for action on farmers' income crisis. Limited package of measures including Brexit fund access and extra failed deal funding. Nice picture here of Paddy Deary and Willie O'Sullivan, both at the Mid-Kerry Co-op Mart for the Blackface Sheep Breeders Association annual ram show and sale. And the two boys have nice walking sticks there and having a bit of a laugh for the camera. Northern Ireland dairy farmers facing doomsday scenario. Northern Ireland's dairy sector will be wiped out if a no-deal Brexit happens, industry leaders have claimed. Dairy Council Northern Ireland has warned it needs a deal that's workable to avoid doomsday scenario. With over 3,100 dairy farmers plus 2,000 people working in the processing sector, Mike Johnson said North's dairy sector will be seriously exposed if Britain crashes out without a deal. Certainly the weather has moved a bit over there. Many people putting in their livestock now because of the bad weather. And I see here tillage farmers are protesting at Glanbia plant in wet and miserable conditions over the price they're getting for their grain. and US tariffs to cost dairy sector $41 million as row escalates. Obviously, US has put tariffs on Kerrygold butter and Bailey's Irish cream. And obviously, in the budget yesterday, announced by Pascal Donoghue, there's a provision for tariffs on goods coming in from the UK, and that tariff will have to be paid to the European Union. Ultimately, the cost, extra cost of products coming in from the UK after a no-deal situation will have to be borne by the Irish taxpayer. Another lovely picture here of a goat and a big St. Bernard dog at the same West Kerry Agricultural Show. Sad news here, two elderly livestock accidents. Two farmers died in separate farming accidents last week. A man in his 80s was discovered unresponsive after attending to livestock in his farm in Drumcollar in Limerick. Earlier, a man in his 70s died in Cork following another accident involving livestock. So certainly you just need to be very careful dealing with livestock, whether it's in Ireland or here in New Zealand. Oh dear, another bad story here. I'm not going to read much of this, but it says Mayo farmer pleads guilty to starving sheep. This is Martin Walsh of Ballantyvna, Clogher, Westport, appeared before the sitting Castlebar District Court last week with 34 counts of failing to look after sheep. The last thing our beleaguered sheep farmers need is the company of wolves. The Green Party has proposed reintroducing wolves as part of a rewilding measures to restore biodiversity in some parts of the country. Yes, I didn't think there was wolves in Ireland, but this picture of a wolf here, and certainly regaining the trust of consumers needs to become an urgent priority for farming. The tide of misinformation about farming and climate change has created a new urban-rural divide. And obviously, Extinction Rebellion activists, they were protesting outside the Dáil yesterday. And there's a picture of them here all dressed in black, carrying a coffin. And certainly farmers seem to be getting the rough end of the stick, both in Ireland and indeed in New Zealand, over the way they're being treated about causing extra emissions, etc. Brexit threat to agricultural machinery manufacturers. So huge problems for everybody here. Waterford family win the Dairy Oscars. The Hearn family from Rathgormack, County Waterford, picture after being announced winners of the NDC and Kerrygold Quality Milk Award. So they dubbed the Oscars of the Dairy World this year, emphasised the importance of sustainable dairy farming. So well done to them. So that's mainly the headlines from the Farming Independent yesterday. Failure to get a grip on farm succession can be a very costly mistake. Right, onwards and upwards with more music.
Oh,
Beautiful song there, Ave Maria, and that I think version came from, I can't find it, I think it's from the Celtic Women's album. You're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Planet FM in Auckland on Wednesday night, delayed broadcasts in Christchurch, Wellington on Saturday and Sunday, and greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. Our good friend Brian Giblin, he's organising another fundraiser at the Takapuna Soccer Club. It's the music by Abbey Road, New Zealand's answer to the Beatles. And this is taking place on the 9th of November, just over a month away. And it's a fundraising event for Harbour Hospice, Starship Hospital, Motor Neuron Disease Association, Mental Health Foundation and other charities and schools. So it's on taking place at the Takapuna Football Club rooms. And if you want to... If you're a Beatles fan, you'd like to get a group of people together, why not get in touch with Brian through the Takapuna Football Club, or you could contact him via his email, which is b.giblin, G-I-B-L-I-N, at extra.co.nz, giblin at extra.co.nz. Well done, Brian, for the good work you do to help and fundraise. You do a lot of work and have done for many, many years. Just looking at the headlines from the Irish Examiner today, keeping the wolves from the door, Brexit proof. Budget puts 1.2 billion aside for a no deal outcome. Pascal, don't know who this is, the Minister for Finance, tries to box Cliver as threats of the existential kind of hustle for a priority. Greenway considered for a cable route. Council outlined plans for a cycleway. This is mainly Examiner, even though it's a national paper, it's big on the Cork stories. And I must say, their sports coverage, they've got a sports supplement in every paper, is probably the best sports coverage in Ireland. Plans to increase pension age unfair. Obviously, that's an issue here as well. And I think the pension age in Ireland is still... plans to increase the state pension age to 68 should be a red line issue in any forthcoming general election. So obviously, it's still at 65 over there. And I know they're trying to move it to 67 here. What else? Over 250,000 in criminals seized bank accounts. And... what else is happening here? It looks like obviously autumn with all the leaves falling. There's some pictures here taken of people in parks with plenty of brown leaves around. Righto, DUP, Democratic Unionist Party, slams customs union idea as crazy. And as I mentioned earlier, they're just interested in their own little agenda and kind of, you know, hanging on to the coattails of Boris Johnson. But they certainly don't speak for the majority of people, or even, well, they probably think they speak for the majority of unionists, but they certainly don't speak for the majority of people in Northern Ireland. And they're playing a dangerous game and could find themselves isolated very quickly as a result of a Brexit, when the economy in Northern Ireland comes crumbling down around them, especially the farming, as I mentioned earlier, because traditionally a lot of their supporters would come from the rural areas in Northern Ireland. We'll belt on with another piece of music. Bono, who will be here in a month's time with you too, but here he is with Clonard, In a Lifetime. Yes, you too are coming this way. They're playing at the Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland here on the 8th and 9th of November. I'm sure there's still tickets available for both shows. And who knows, it might be the last time I think there's talks the band might retire. But certainly for the U2 fans of old, you'll enjoy this tour because it's their Joshua Tree tour that they've toured North America and Ireland and Europe last year. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And if there was ever a story that brought a smile to people's face was the reaction from Ciara McGeenan. She's from Portaferry in County Down, and she basically came in the top 10 of the women's 1500 metres at the World Championships in Doha in terrible heat last weekend. And she says afterwards, you know, she says, "Jeez, lads, I'm 10th in the world." And then she tweeted last night, "I'm going out for a bit of fun tonight to Coppers if anybody's interested." So the headline here in Monday's paper, "Magnificent McGeenan shines with the top 10 finish." And you know, she does it. She's not kind of driven down the political correct way and saying the right things at press conference. She speaks as you know, that the way she feels, and I hope that she does very well and you know, qualifies for the Tokyo Olympics next year. And good news literally at the weekend for the Irish equestrian team, they've qualified for Tokyo next year, as well as another young man from Northern Ireland who's won a gold medal 2 years ago, I think in a junior grade in gymnastics on the horse, I think. But certainly good news, and God have them athletes next year in Tokyo when the Olympics are on in June. It's going to be very, very hot. Now, Rob Penny, former Cantabrian player and indeed coach here, went to Munster on a contract but left after 2 years. He gave a great interview with Rory O'Connor in Japan last week. Of course, he's coaching Toyota rugby team, and he's been appointed the head coach of the Waratahs for next year. But he basically came out and had a go at the Blazers in Munster, and even some of the players. He said they were just so powerful influences behind. They were just so powerful influences behind the scenes. That's why I had to go. Penny recalls the barriers that stopped him from guiding Munster to the next level. He wanted to put in place certain things, and certainly the players didn't like it, and some of the players didn't like it. He named a few names, and certainly they got to the Blazer Brigade, and even though he had a year to run his contract, he wasn't being given the opportunity to put in place everything that he wanted to do, and he basically left and has a great success over in Japan. Well, it's coming to county finals times now, and there was a few county finals last weekend, and we'll give you the results as some of them here. Antrim Senior Football Championship Final, Aaron's Own 110, leave Jarrog 13 points a draw. Carlos Senior Football Championship Final, Aeroog 116, Palantine 5 points. Longford Senior Football Championship Final, Kilo Emmett Oak 12 points, Longford Slashers 11. That's a bit of an upset, I'd say. Slashers always seem to win that. The Kildare Senior Hurling Championship, Naas 15 points, Quildove 12. Limerick Senior Hurling Championship Final, a big bit of an upset here. Patrick's Well 117, beating a Perisha 15 points. And the Meath Senior Hurling Championship Final, Kiltale 113, Kildockey 113, a draw. And the Senior Hurling Championship Final in Roscommon, Four Roads victors 119 to 18 over Athleague. And the Wicklow Senior Hurling Championship Final, Bray Emmets 119, Glenealy 19. And coming up next weekend, you've got the Antrim Senior Football Championship Final. There must be the replay, Aaron's Oak, Lamb, Jarrog. And then Cavan Senior Football Championship Final on Sunday, Castle Ran against Rammer, Leitrim. Glencairn and Hamilton versus Ballinamore, Louth, Newton Blues versus Neave Martin, Roscommon, you've got Pádraig Pearse's versus Roscommon Gaels, Tyrone, Errigal Kieran versus Trillick, Westmeath, Garry Castle versus St. Lomans, Wexford, Castletown versus Gusaran, Clare, Senior Hurling Championship Final, Cratholoe versus Six Mile Bridge, and the Longford Senior Hurling Championship Final, Clonwish Gaels versus Longford Slashers, Mayo Senior Hurling Championship Final, Castlebar, Mitchells versus Tureen, Sligo Hurling, Eastkey versus Neave Owen, and the Waterford Senior Hurling Championship Final. That'll be a good game, Ballygunner against De La Salle. Right, off again with a bit more music. We're looking around here to see what we'll hit, see what comes up. We go with Philomena Begley here.
Castles below in County Tyrone. Yes,
Yes, we'll dedicate that to everybody from County Tyrone that's listening to the programme tonight. Philomena Begley and a village in County Tyrone. And you've been listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme from Ireland. Let's hope that a deal can be done within the next week to sort out, you know, Britain leaving with a deal. That'll probably take a lot of stress away from many, many people, both in Ireland and in the UK and other parts of Europe. And let's hope that Ireland finish their round-robin games with a good win over Samoa this weekend. And obviously a win there with bonus points, or even a win, will get them into the quarter-final. But they'd be hoping that they could get there as top of the group and avoid playing the All Blacks in the quarter-final. But they might as well, you know, they'll be delighted to get to the quarter-finals anyways after losing to Japan early on. So let's hope that it's a good sporting game. And of course the big game between Japan and Scotland will determine who goes through as winners of that group. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. I'll be back here next week at the same time.